All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page 48. Page 48, the section on the bottom. L'gidol zeh lo babich lalios ela laredes lekatnos. So tarach losim leiv lihios irani v'liftoach einayim. In general, a person has to go ahead and be attentive. This is a very important idea. Attentiveness in order to be attentive. And to go ahead and open their eyes. Remember again, this segues into what we were discussing last week. The idea that the normal derech of life is to fall into a pattern of hergel, of habituation, where a person just simply goes ahead and kind of falls into a rote. This is the way I've done it, this is the way I do it, so I continue to do it. In order to go ahead and shake that off, and in order to go ahead and live a life of Havdalah, which we've been speaking about, a person has to want to be attentive in order to be attentive. Kacha isek godel umisfateach bala isek irani la mahalchim ashron b'shuk. Let's remember again, on Friday, so actually Thursday and Friday, we began to speak about the mashal of comparing life to a business. So remember again, the Rav Kashtiel told us that we have a choice in life. I could be a mom and pop shop, or I could be a Fortune 500 company. Those are the choices in life. So the mom and pop shop, the truth is, there's absolutely no attentiveness to market trend. The business is fine. The business has always been fine. Again, the goal is not really growth. The goal is simply to sustain what we've already established versus the larger business, whose ultimate goal is to go ahead and grow and to continue to expand. But in order to grow and continue to expand, so the business itself has to pay constant attention to the market trends, has to pay constant attention to how to pick up new customers. So he says that business that wants to grow is always awake and is always attentive to changes in the marketplace. Hamishkal shalahem hu lo iray umizdamin elhu maktiv lahem zman. And I guess what the Rav Kashtiel is saying is, the business that really wants to grow, his analyzation of these market trends and his analyzations of these realities is not just something random, but rather he sets aside time for it each and every day. Rav hatolah duhu yesh lo harbe v'racha mizeh. And the truth is, although technically speaking, there may be a lot of time that is spent in analyzation of this information, and a lot of time spent in terms of thinking about these various things, the bracha that he sees from that analyzation is great. Yesh harbe hashpaos tovos lahergel kavua shal tshuma sleiv leiranus. We'll say there's incredible blessing that comes from one who constantly sets aside set times for tshuma sleiv, for attentiveness, for introspection, for being awake, for being aware. Page 49. Tivdok kolazman makoritra. So how do we apply this on an individual level? So what we've established is, what the Ramchal has established for us, is that the same way that a business owner is always attentive to the trends of his business, that's how he grows. He's always attentive to the needs of his customers. So too in life, we have to be attentive to the trends and to the realities of our existence as well. So now, okay, what does that look like? So tivdok kol hazman makoritra. What that means is I have to check at all times what's going on with me. Eich ata misnahig. How am I behaving? Maim hamidos shalcha. What's happening with my midos? Maim atfila shalcha. What's with my tfila? Maim alimut shalcha. What's with my learning? Maim amitzos shat makayim. What's happening with my mitzos that I'm performing? Livdoch es atzmecha kol hazman. It was what Rav Kashtiel is suggesting, and what Ramchal is telling us, is that a person has to live life in a constant state of introspective awareness. What's happening with me? What's going on with me? What's going on with my life? How is my davening going? How is my learning going? How are my mitzvahs going? These are the kind of things that a person has to constantly analyze and a person has to constantly think about. Divdok gama kore misaviv. What's happening around me? V'kachtiya socher gadol v'lo socher katan. And I will say, that's how I become a large business owner instead of a small business owner. The chilek I will say in life between a person who just kind of gets by on mediocrity versus a person who thrives is all about constant introspective awareness. The person who settles for mediocrity, he doesn't have to be so introspective. He'll get by in whatever way that he can, and he could squeak out a very nice living. But the person who wants to really grow, the person who wants to really thrive, that requires constant introspective awareness about all the different aspects and parts of life. Second paragraph, page 49. Zelo mishane bichlal im ata ben shmonasrei o im ben chamishim ushmona. So we'll say the reality is what we're talking about over here makes no difference if you're 18 or if you're 58. If ata bodik es atzmecho, ata tigdal. If I introspect and I analyze what's happening on the inside of me, I constantly engage in this perpetual introspection, I'll grow. V'im lo tivdok es atzmecho, and if I don't introspect, ata tishayer ba'oso makom, I will remain in exactly the same place. Yochol lihios she'esrim shana tishayer ba'oso makom. So this is a very scary statement, but a statement we know to be true. A person could remain in the same place for 20 years. For literally 20 years. Socher katan, person could be a small business. Ava mi sherotze ligdol, tzarech livdol kolazan. I will say it's an amazing thing. If you notice, by the way, what he's saying over here, it's fascinating. Because we often think, if you ask, what's the key to growth? So we'll say the key to growth is learn more, daven more, do more mitzvos, do more chesed. If you notice again, that's not what Ramchal is saying. Ramchal is saying is the key to growth is introspection. Is introspection. Now, of course, again, when I introspect, then I'll grow more. I'll do all those digital things. But here's the difference. We've spoken about this a number of times. Just to take a step back for a moment, what Ramchal is saying is that all too often, what we do is we go ahead and when I want to grow, okay, what am I going to take on? What am I going to take on? What's the problem? So we'll say, use the business muscle for just a moment. So let's say I'm the business owner, and I want to grow. So I'll say, you know what I'm going to grow? I'm going to go to 7 trade shows this year. Okay, I mean, that might be good, but it could be that the way I actually need to grow my business is I have to fix my website, or I need to return phone calls, you know. I mean, if I say I'm going to 7 trade shows, but that's not what I need to grow my business, so that might be a good thing to go to trade shows. I could network, I could learn this, I could learn that, but that's not what my business needs. I mean, to grow, what my business needs is something very different. It's the same thing says Ramchal in life. So I might say, okay, I'm going to grow. How am I going to grow? I'm going to say 5 kapitla chav telem every single day. Right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do 4 acts of... That's nice. Those are all good things. But it could be that I actually need something different in order to grow. Those things, I might need those things also, but the only way I'll actually know what I really need to grow is when I take a step back. And it could be that it's not the 5 kapitla chav tehillim. I don't need to know more tehillim. I need to focus on Shemona Esrei. I need to say Shema with Kavana. I need to start saying Karbanos. I need to go ahead and just simply hone in on the things that I'm already doing. Yeah, it's an incredible, incredible chab, and that's the mushel to business. To go ahead and not just simply pull something out of the air, this is going to make us grow, but to take a step back, introspect, and understand what I actually need in order to further my agenda. Let's just finish this paragraph. He goes on, he says, about me sherotze ligdol, tzarech livdol kol hazman. We'll say it's all about introspection. It's all about taking time to step back and to introspect. Zudugma mi'olam ha-mischar, aval zen nochon l'chol tchumei ha-chaim. The example we might be using is an example from the business world, but the example works in all areas of life. Kami sherotze lihios rofei gadol, o mifakid gadol, o kol davar, whether you want to be a big doctor, you want to be a general in the army, whatever you want to be, mi shela bodek v'la mefashesh lo yigdal. We'll say, if I don't go ahead and I don't take a step back and I don't introspect, I will not grow. Mifakid shelo yaase tachkirim lo yigadal. Mi shelo bodek, mi shelo lomeid, mi shelo mefik lekachim, mi shelo lomeid v'chozer. We'll say, someone who does not introspect, someone who does not try to learn from his life, someone who does not go ahead and try to take the lessons that can be learned and to go ahead and review them. Mi shelo poseach es harosh likivunei chashiva chadashim. I will say, someone who does not open his mind to new pathways of thought. Sibo said, this is the other chat, that sometimes the danger of Hergel is that Hergel says, this is the way we've done it. This is the way we're going to continue to do it. Does it work? Not really. But this is the way we've done it. Both say it's amazing that people, see, it's not just the pshat, that people are creatures of habit. You know, to be a creature of habit and your habits work for you, that's fine. But the danger is that sometimes I'm a creature of habit and my old habits aren't even good. They're not good. They're not getting me where I need to be. But this is the way we've done it. Both say, you know, sometimes like we say stuff like this, we say, oh, that's so ridiculous. Both say, we all do it. Right? We do it as individuals. We do it as institutions. This is the way we do it. It's wrong. Or even if it's not wrong, it's flawed, it's archaic, it's anachronistic, we could do it better. No, because once you understand that what that is an emotional fail-safe. What that does is, if I don't have to open my mind to new ideas, then I don't have to push myself to grow. Then pretty much I can just simply get by, because to maintain status quo usually doesn't require all that much effort. But to grow, to do, to expand, that requires effort. People are afraid of putting in effort, therefore settle for mediocrity. So therefore he goes on, he says, somebody doesn't open up his head to new ways of thinking, hulogad, I don't grow. Ela nishar beinoni. See, we'll say, here's the amazing part. The opposite of growth is not regression. This is interesting, right? This is an interesting idea. So I think there's growth, and the opposite of growth is to regress. No. The opposite of growth is mediocrity. It's the opposite of growth. So if I don't grow, by definition, I remain mediocre. This is the way it is in all areas of life. The gam bitchum haruchani. And also in the realm of spirituality. Where there is no growth, lav dafka, there's regression. There's just sustained mediocrity. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick out the last two paragraphs on 49 in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Yeah. It's not regression, it's mediocrity. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro.